Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Chris O'Brien, somebody said that you look like a shadow man. Yeah. Would you explain that?
Well, I had a Native American. I was walking actually down to the casino, to the sushi bar, and I was in full regalia, had my black hat on and my bolo and the whole deal. And he goes, "Ah, Pathfinder." But I guess I'm a shadow man Pathfinder. I'm kind of dressed all in white except the black hat.
Chris O'Brien, on the Paracast this week, you and I are on location at the International UFO Congress on sacred Indian ground just outside of Fountain Hills, Arizona, which is near Scottsdale, Arizona. So it's been a pretty exciting venture here because crowds are really good. I'm surprised. I wonder that if people could still, after all these years, attend UFO conferences in fairly decent numbers.
I am absolutely amazed. The Open Minds organization did a really good job. This is one of the best conferences I've ever been to.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Of course, the old saying goes, it's darkest before the dawn, and I was
really good job. This is one of the best conferences I've ever been to. So, you know, this is great for me. This is great.
Meet any interesting characters during your wandering of the halls and byways and highways?
Everybody here is an interesting character. Everybody has a story. Unfortunately, this 80-year-old woman came out of the woodwork, was right next to me, and she didn't know what she was getting herself into. She had an incredible experience 2 weeks before the Phoenix Lights event. She was out in the desert. She had this huge thing fly over her. She said, if I live to be 80, I'm going to come out and tell the world about it. And, boy, she was not ready for the kind of attention that she was getting. I introduced her to Lynn Katai. She's networked. And she had to leave yesterday. And so what moves into her table? The alien Chachka people. I am now inundated with the sound of alien lighters that blink and scream and candles and alien motifs. I broke out in a paranormal rash. I can't find it. It keeps moving. I'm trying to itch it, and I can't. I can't find it, Gene.
Well, you know, speaking of paranormal ashes, as some of our listeners know, for the past few months I've suffered from an ailment that I call the creeping rot.
Oh, thanks for sharing, man.
No, it was, you know, rashes all over the body and sores and everything. It turned out to be a perfectly normal artifact of the dry climate.
But at least you can find yours. I can't find mine. It keeps moving.
It's paranormal. You have the paranormal creeping rot.
I'm sorry, Rosemary. This is not a good lead-in.
I'm following creeping rot.
You're going to be the salve that takes care of the itches and oozes.
Even better than steroidal cream,
right?
Which is what I'm taking, and I worry about the side effects. Tell us about a guest for the final hour of this week's episode of the Paracast, Chris O'Brien.
There are a few authors as prolific in this realm as our guest, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. I have been a huge fan for years. This has been such a pleasure for me to finally meet you. I can't say enough about your work. You are a true inspiration for people like myself. You are very level-headed. You're very objective. You go out in the field. You do the heavy lifting. You do the work. And you're an incredibly talented, gifted writer. And it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. And we're going to have you back with your co-author, Phil Imbrogno, to talk about your new book on the djinn for an entire two-hour episode on the Paracast, which I can't wait for.
Thank you very much, Chris. And that's very complimentary of you. I've been an admirer of your work, too, because you get out and dig up some really incredible facts and information, and it takes a lot of dedication and hard work to do that. There are a lot of researchers in this field who just want to sit back and skim off the easy stuff, and you don't do that.
Thank you.
On your website, under your name, the subtitle, At the Crossroads of Time, Space, and Infinity. Okay, tell us what that means to you.
It's a reflection of the focus of my work. I am a believer in the paranormal, in other dimensional realities and contact experiences. I'm not out to prove that they exist. I know they exist. I'm looking for the how and why, and that transcends space and time, and it really puts our minds out in the edges of infinity. You have to expand your consciousness to truly grasp the truth of what we are encountering with these interdimensional experiences. This has been a lifelong interest of mine. It's not just focused on one area. I'm not just into ghosts or UFOs or Bigfoot or any particular narrow field. In fact, I think too many researchers have tunnel vision. I'm interested in everything and the interconnections of that, the how and why of experiences, and what we're doing with that information, how we're integrating our experiences into our worldview, and how that's changing our consciousness.
Now, it's very common in these various fields to compartmentalize the work that you do. So, for example, UFOs, that's ET. But ghosts, maybe that's spirits of the dead or something else. Or Bigfoot, I don't know, maybe some kind of missing link or a lost race. They're not necessarily connected. So where do you see, if anywhere, some kind of synergy amongst all these events?
I think that most of our experiences are interdimensional. For example, while most Bigfoot researchers are looking for an ape-like creature who would be considered a lost race, I think Bigfoot is interdimensional, what we would call, or what John Keel called, the ultra-terrestrial, a being who lives in its own right in another dimension, and for various reasons, which may be deliberate or accidental or both, finds its way into our dimension, and we have these experiences. Our perceptions may be limited by the information that we can accommodate. In other words, are we seeing these entities in their true form, or is our brain sort of massaging what our senses perceive into something that we can understand? And I discovered early on in my work, and mainly because I'm a very curious girl, and I like to know everything I can about everything, but I discovered very early in my work that there were bleed-throughs from one area to another. And if you research the mythology, the folklore, the anecdotal experiences, and even what science has attempted to say about some of these things, you find many, many overlaps over the years. You find different labels on the same what I call core experiences. Human beings have had core experiences with interdimensional entities since we've recorded our encounters since ancient times.
This sounds silly, but when you're talking about this and our interaction with another dimension, I think of the British TV series Primeval, where they have these anomalies, and creatures and people come through these anomalies which appear and disappear at random times. So we understand that's just a work of science fiction on television, but from what I'm hearing from you, this sounds like there's a reality behind all this.
I think there is a reality behind it, Gene. And actually, science fiction is always on the cutting edge of the truth that's out there. They're visionary. The science fiction people are visionaries. But I discovered in researching these narrow focused areas that you can't contain them within neat little boundaries. And in fact, the paranormal is really like quicksilver itself. You can put mercury into a container, but if you take it out and try and press on it, it squishes into a million different directions. And that's exactly how the paranormal reacts. And by paranormal, I'm including what I call broad spectrum phenomena. That would be everything angels to zombies and everything in between, including UFOs. Ufologists don't like to consider themselves paranormal. The paranormal people aren't interested in ufology. The Bigfoot people don't care about ghosts or UFOs. And yet, for example, if you talk to some of the leading Bigfoot researchers, they always, if they spend enough time out in the woods, they always see mysterious lights in connection with Bigfoot sightings. So there are common threads that connect everything. Take the vampire, for example. What is a vampire? Well, you've got elements of the incubus, the succubus, the nightmare hag, the poltergeist, and mysterious creatures, and the returning dead. So where do we draw the boundaries?
Rosemary Ellen Guiley making her first appearance on the Paracast, but there's going to be a joint appearance, we hope, between her and Phil Imbrogno in the very, very near future. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah. you expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.1940. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.5595, $7.2797 for a half ounce, or $3.6399 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.5595, $7.2797, or $3.6399.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Another segment with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who was never heard Chris O'Brien do his famous stinger in person. You know, now you know what the soul behind the PowerCast is all about, the interdimensional phenomenon of me interacting with Chris from separate dimensions.
Am I going to be disillusioned?
I figured you already were, you know.
This is so much fun in person.
I wish we could do this in person all the time. I wish we could just do a live show in person, all the guests in a round table like we have here. We just have a table in a conference room. We have one microphone, one microphone that hears in all directions. Mm-hmm. It hears all and sees all. But I'm going to ask you about the background here, okay? You start out in life, I gather you studied communications, you wrote for magazines, et cetera, et cetera. What attracted you to the crazy quilt world of the paranormal?
It was a combination of things, Gene. I, like all children, I had some paranormal experiences. I was not a what I would consider a major experiencer. I did not have a big UFO abduction experience. I didn't have dead grandma come and visit me in the bedside. But I did have invisible playmates that I now think were fairies. I had angel experiences. Angels were around me all the time, and I took it for granted. I could hear them. I could see them. And my mother also had very marked psychic experiences, mainly in the area of precognitive dreaming.
Precognitive dreaming in what respect?
She would dream of future events that would come true, and they usually related to deaths. Deaths of people. Sometimes she knew the people, sometimes not so well, but they were always upsetting. The dreams had certain characteristics to them that when it was a combination of these characteristics in a dream, she knew that it was one of those dreams, and they were very upsetting to her. She also had visitations. She was very unsettled by the paranormal and really wanted it to go away. She didn't like that, but I was intensely curious, and when she shared some of her experiences with me, I wanted to know more, especially about precognitive dreaming. By the time I was a teen, I was studying how to develop my own extrasensory perception more. I experimented with my dreams, astral travel, looking into the future, sending messages, getting messages.
Was this a matter of meditating? How did you get into these states to attempt to do all these things?
Well, as a teenager, I wasn't really acquainted with meditation. I got one of Harold Sherman's books on ESP. There was a lot of how-to material that he wrote about, and I tried some of the techniques that he used himself, and I discovered I had success with them. So one thing led to another. I also was very interested in astronomy. In fact, when I was little, I wanted to be an astronomer. And
all right, but I'm going to go backtrack here.
Okay.
Success. What kind of success did you achieve?
Well, I discovered that I could set my intention to visit a certain place in my dreams, observe the environment in terms of detail, and then validate that with someone later. These were not sophisticated experiments. I would do them much differently now. I would have certain protocols set up, and then I would try and look into the future, not big events, but something that I might be doing, trying to see what I would be doing in a day or two or who I might be talking to. I tried sending messages to my friends. I discovered that I had some success with that. They were very simple things.
Okay, so you send a message to your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of message, and how did you see the realization of what you did?
Well,
it certainly beats texting. It's a lot cheaper.
Well, and texting is a little more reliable than dreams sometimes.
I would sure hope so. But
however,
seriously.
I've done several books on dreams because I think they're very important in our interdimensional experiences.
Well, I agree.
Absolutely. But these would be simple things like, this is Rosemary, are you getting my message? And I would focus on a friend, and then I would call that friend up and ask, you know, did you have a dream about me? Did you get a message from me? Were you thinking of me? You know, and I found that there were various ways that we get these messages, and one was in a dream itself, that someone might have a dream about me, and I consider that a connection, a success. The other would be that...
Well, the other question would be then, have they had dreams about you prior to the time that you tried to communicate with them?
And I can't give you an answer to that because, you know, when you're in your teens, you're not doing sophisticated experiments.
Sure,
you're just
sure.
trying to see if something works.
I try to be a hypnotist. I even cured, let me tell you, I even cured somebody from a smoking habit. I was 19 or 20 years old, and I read a book on hypnotism. And I said, okay, I know how to be a hypnotist. And so I tried, and the person went under. I followed it to the letter. And I gave him the post-it doc suggestion. Anytime he tried to smoke a cigarette, it would have a bitter taste in his mouth. And it worked for a while until everybody and everyone tried to get him to try to smoke. So finally, they forced him to develop a brand new smoking habit. I gave it up. But seriously speaking here, okay, so you had, as you say, limited success. What about precognition? Did you try to think of an event that actually came true more than just something that might be assumed at random to have happened?
Well, sometimes I tried to see what was going to be in the newspaper the next day. You know, that's a very common psychic test, and I did read about that. But I found that my intuitive or psychic abilities were very different than my mother's, and I had limited success with precognition. I had more success with visiting or seeing distant locations, sending messages, and having these experiences with, like, the beings I called the angels. When you're little, you assume that everybody has experiences like this, and then you get older and you realize that it's not a level playing field. Some people have none of these experiences, and I was very puzzled as I got older why people would say to me that it was all in my head when I knew it wasn't all in my head. This also stimulated me to research further. I was pretty much an armchair researcher, of course, through my teens and in my early adulthood. I was just trying to learn and understand. As I got older then, I took a more active stance. I wanted to develop my abilities, and I did that through energy healing. I took all kinds of energy healing courses, intuitive development, psychic development. Intuition is a polite word for being psychic. I started to apply it to my own investigations of the paranormal because I wanted to have what I felt was a reliable way to open up, to experience, to validate what I was experiencing, and then to be able to close down. And energy healing was very instrumental in that.
How do you think it changed your life? I mean, you had a pretty conventional life as a writer and journalist. At one point did you say, you know what, I really need to focus my life on paranormal research?
Well, I've never had a conventional life.
Yeah, no, she's that's pretty much her conventional life.
I don't live in ordinary reality very much. And I don't live in ordinary reality very much anymore, and that's changed over the years. I find it fascinating to explore these other dimensional realities. I've had many experiences. They're mostly clairvoyant in nature, of perceiving entities when I'm out doing investigations. And I sometimes have validation from other people who are present, and sometimes I don't.
We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who has written over 40 books about the paranormal, and I envy that. I've only written 30 not about the paranormal. Most of mine are assembly line books. When you do assembly line books, you know, you don't consider them literary in any respect at all. We'll have more in a moment. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Philip Rodno. You're listening to Paracast, one of the most informative shows out there. So listen closely.
Returning with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, author of many, many, many books about the paranormal. She has a new book coming out with Phil Imbrogno, and they will both be together on the Paracast in the very near future. We are on the scene at the International UFO Congress, just outside of Fountain Hills, Arizona, on sacred Indian ground, I guess, and we're waiting now for the Indian people to object to me maybe making a lighthearted reference to that. Chris O'Brien, of course, our co-host, who is more in tune with that part of humanity, maybe he's protecting me here. Because, boy, I need a little protection. Some people say I need a lot more than protection, maybe a little bit of help. But I completely admit to being guilty about that. Okay, I want to hit one more thing, because obviously we don't have a lot of time with this, Ellen. All right, let's focus on the other area of the paranormal experience, so to speak, UFOs. How did you become interested in that aspect of this?
My interest in UFOs grew out of my avid interest in science fiction. I was a voracious reader when I was younger. I literally started writing, I like to joke, as soon as I could pick up a crayon. And also my interest in astronomy. I was around 6 or 7 years old when I got a little periscope, cheap little periscope telescope. I went out one night and looked at the moon and fell in love with astronomy, and ate up every book I could find on it. But I had this unfortunate head-on collision with math, and I'm just not very good at math. And if you can't handle the math, you're not going to get a PhD in physics or math, and that's what it takes to be a professional astronomer.
Sure.
But my interest in astronomy really influenced a lot of my understanding of the paranormal. And I have found that to be the case with other researchers in this field, that a lot of them have intense interests in astronomy.
Okay, so at that point, when was your first exposure to UFO lore? Did you read a book like a lot of us did? Did you see a UFO?
I have actually never seen a mysterious light in the sky. I've had lots of experiences, but to my knowledge, I've not been abducted. I've had lucid dream experiences with entities that one could consider perhaps to be ETs. Actually, I think ETs are really ultra-terrestrials. They come from another dimension. But
then, if that's the case, what about, of course, real ETs? I mean, we're right now discovering more and more planets revolving around other star systems.
Yes, I don't rule them out.
So why wouldn't ET maybe have developed before we did? Maybe they have found a way to travel amongst the stars. Why wouldn't at least some UFOs be ET?
Oh, I think that they probably are, but I think that the bulk of our contact experiences that we label ETs are probably with beings from another dimension right here in our physical world. So it's a combination of things, and we may never be able to find the boundary between the two because that boundary keeps sliding around. People look for the paranormal to be divided up into little black and white pie slices, and that is virtually impossible to do.
And comes to this, too, the people who are in our forums with a more skeptical bent will say, hey, how do you validate any of this? If it's an internal experience, in other words, you either know or you don't know, how do you go about investigating these things to translate that information to other people? How do we follow it up? How do we quantify it? How do we measure it?
It's very difficult to do from an empirical standpoint, and this is one reason why science has such a hands-off in this whole area, ufology and the paranormal in general. It's a real career killer for a lot of scientists. So
scientists are trained to throw out the anomalies and ignore them, basically, and just go for the replication of data.
We're dealing with subjective experience, and so I think it's important for people to find their own truth. We have these experiences that shake us up, that expand our worldview, that tell us that there's a bigger picture out there. And for most of us, that's going to be a very individual, unique path to make meaning of that. So my work is oriented to that. I try to put extraordinary experiences within the context of things that people are familiar with, mythology, folklore, science, other people's experiences, anthropology, and spirituality as well. All of these things combine to our understanding of our extraordinary experiences. And for many people, it's going to be their own inner truth that they cannot or do not have to prove to anyone else.
A good point. You know, one of the things that I've been fascinated with is your ability to get out in the field and actually do the work. For aspiring field investigators, why don't you give us a sense of your personal approach into these areas? And obviously, from type of event or type of report or type of phenomena, it's going to be different. But it's kind of lead us through step by step how you approach an investigation. We have some aspiring investigators out there.
I believe in using a mixture of hard and soft approaches. Some equipment, I don't outfit myself up one side and down the other like we see on the unreality shows. And I also believe in the use of psychics and psychic ability.
Well, the unreality shows are largely they're just props.
Sometimes they are, sure. Yes. There are pieces of equipment that I don't think really do anything. They just look pretty cool on TV.
Or they run around wearing funny hats. I understand wearing funny hats is really good on some shows.
Well,
Chris, I don't think your hat is funny.
Well, he's the shadow man today.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yes.
It's my costume.
He's got a shadow man hat on. And you're trying to understand or capture or engage with things that are not completely in this dimension. In fact, there's a bleed through of dimensions. So trying to rely just on equipment is you're destined for failure if all you bring is equipment and expect that to do the job for you. If you stay in the paranormal, you're going to be engaging your psychic senses. And everybody has that ability to some degree. The more work you do, the more that flowers on its own, and it has to be acknowledged and used in the field. So I don't go in as a psychic, and I've never really billed myself as a psychic, and I don't want to work that way. But nonetheless, I use intuitive and psychic impressions as part of my experience of an investigation and my analysis of it.
So that's an important tool in the toolkit, in other words.
It is. And when I work with a lot of ghost hunting groups because they've been so popular in the past few years, and people often ask me what they should do, and I say the number one thing you should do is establish a practice of daily meditation. And regardless of whatever your spiritual underpinnings are, use that as the basis. Meditation is one of the best ways to open up your subtle senses and also to improve the buffer of energy around you. You're often engaging with phenomena that can be incredibly destabilizing. And people will go jumping off the diving board into the deep end of the pool because they want to be instant investigators, and they wind up getting very destabilized by what they come up against.
Well, moving into what investigations are, let's go back to UFOs for a brief second here or two. And that is, we have a lot of people here who figure UFOs are physical. They're physical craft from other planetary systems, maybe interdimensional in the sense they use that for transport. Okay, the government knows this. Therefore, the government is honor-bound to tell us. They want disclosure. They want the revelation that we're being visited by ET or something. But based on what you say, this can't possibly happen because it doesn't work that way.
Well, I think a large part of it doesn't work that way, but there may be some hard evidence out there. And I'm still not quite certain what to make of all the conspiracy theories out there and what the government allegedly does know or doesn't know. It strikes me as difficult to keep a huge subject like this under complete wraps for a very long period of time. There may be people in government who is just as befuddled as the rest of us as to what's really going on. But is there a piece of a craft somewhere or an alien under wraps? Perhaps so. I can't rule that out. I don't have a good answer.
Then again, how do you even prove that's happening until or unless someone comes forth with the information to demonstrate it? Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us on the PowerCast. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien, and you are most definitely in
the PowerCast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, neighbors, if you have a comment or a question about this week's special episode of the Paracast, write us, news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. The final segment, this week's episode of the Paracast. I'm Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien's the co-host. We are at the International UFO Congress. We're doing on-location recording with a microphone called, appropriately enough, Yeti.
I love it.
It's a very good microphone. It's THX certified. George Lucas gets a dime every time I speak because of that. Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us. She's at the crossroads of time, space, and infinity. We've been trying to explore a little bit about UFO investigations. Okay, let's go to Bigfoot, for example. So is Bigfoot, even if Bigfoot comes from the seventh dimension or whatever, is it a physical creature that has some kind of physical origins? What?
I don't think that Bigfoot is physical in the sense that we understand physical in our environment, but I think Bigfoot has some sort of form in its own reality. A lot of these extraordinary experiences across the board are with entities who seem very solid. They often initially look very solid to us, and yet they have the ability to vanish into thin air, to go through walls, to shapeshift into something else.
Okay, shapeshifting. So for example, Bigfoot looks like, you know, a big overgrown kind of ape or ape man or something like that, or just a hairy human. What does it change into?
I don't know if Bigfoot shapeshifts. To my knowledge, I don't think we have any accounts of people seeing Bigfoot shapeshift, but does Bigfoot have another form in its own reality? Does it appear to us in a different form when we see it in our reality? These are questions that we don't really have any good answers to.
Yeah, and one thing that I think it should be mentioned is there seems to be a connection between Bigfoot and UFO sightings. You kind of touched on this earlier. And one of the things I think ufologists should be doing, instead of throwing out the data that Bigfoot is around during the UFO sighting wave, they should embrace it and entertain the thought that maybe there could be a connection. And the reverse is true for Bigfoot investigators as well.
And this is something that I try and convey to the various aspects of what I call the paranormal community in general, that if you're going to truly understand what you're dealing with, you have to look across the board. You can't limit yourself to ghosts or UFOs or Bigfoot or cryptids or Mothman or fairies or angels, whatever you're interested in. They're all interconnected. You don't need to be an expert in everything, but you should be somewhat versed in how other entities are manifesting and how people are experiencing them.
Now, we had a really interesting breakfast this morning together, and one of the things that came up was your cutting edge work here with Phil Imbrogno on the gin. And when we have you and Phil back, we're going to be going into this subject in depth. But in the brief time that we have left, let's talk a little bit about this new buzzword that a lot of people are starting to become aware of, and that's the gin, which is a kind of a Middle Eastern version of a very multifarious type of a phenomenon. Why don't you establish this a little bit for us?
The jinn come out of Middle Eastern folklore. They're ancient. They come out of ancient Arabia and Persia. They were originally like the wind demons, the entities who always cause problems, upsets, anything that went wrong could be blamed on the jinn. In lore, they are supernatural entities in their own right. They live in their own world, which we would consider a parallel dimension. And they have shape-shifting abilities. They have an interest in human beings. Some of it's benign, some of it's neutral, some of it's negative. And many of our experiences with jinn tend to be on the negative side because I think those ones are more willing to act out. They were absorbed into Islam. And the story that is explained in Islam is that when God created human beings, he told the angels and the jinn, who pre-existed them, humans, he told the angels in heaven to bow down before humans, and the angels complied because they have no free will. But the jinn have free will, and the leader of the jinn, Iblis, refused because he felt that human beings were inferior, and for that he was cast out. He and his followers were cast out. So to explain this in modern terms, it would be that the jinn were here in paradise, which is the world we exist in, and they lost their homeland to make way for us and were shoved off into a parallel dimension. They are made of smokeless fire, according to lore, which in modern terms translates to plasma. And so they have the capability of being very good shapeshifters, and this is upheld in the lore and also anecdotal experience.
Sure, the genie in the bottle.
The genie in the bottle is how they got trivialized in the West. And, of course, there are stories about the jinn and what became genies in the Arabian Nights stories. When the term jinn was translated for the Western audience, it means the hidden ones. And when it was translated for the Western audience, it became genie. And there was some confusion with the Roman term genius, you know, the spirit of place. And so we have the I Dream of Genie, you know, the goofy genie in the bottle who's obliged to grant wishes.
And we have to hide her belly button, remember that.
That's how we think of them in our culture. And yet
I was in love with Barbara Eden when I was a little boy.
Even without the visible belly button. You know, I saw her, I guess she was interviewed in her 70s, and she looked like she was like 35 or 40. Amazing.
Mm. I just met her last year. I go to Dragon Con every year in Atlanta, and she and Larry Hagman and Bill Daly were all there last year, and she's still got the look. She's a very glamorous woman. But anyway, so our premise in The Vengeful Jinn, which just came out, is that the jinn are, they're not hidden, they're not limited to the Middle East. They're entities that we are engaging with all the time, but they like to stay in the background. Being shapeshifters, they will use other forms. They will use shadow people, fairies, cryptids, aliens, ultra-terrestrials, demons.
Sounds like the trickster to me.
There's a heavy trickster element in this, Chris, and that's and that's where your work comes in too, because you've documented some of these things in the San Luis Valley, and so we're trying to acquaint the Western audience with this this presence. And especially the paranormal, the broader paranormal community, and that includes ufology, that these entities are capable of engaging with us sometimes in very formidable ways, and we don't understand them and we don't have respect for them, and we need to have both.
And briefly, the book is called The Vengeful Jinn, Unveiling the Hidden Agendas of Genies. You know, what happens when it comes out of the bottle? And Phil Imbrogno is your co-author. And you and he will be back on the PowerCast in the near future. Let me hit you with one crazy story that just came up today. There's a report that the Army, using some kind of psychological operation, was using mind tricks or something to persuade U.S. senators to grant them, as shall we say, higher allocations, appropriations for military hardware. I'm serious. They've been talking about this.
Oh, my goodness. Was that on Fox News?
No, there was a story on CNN, and, of course, one of the senators allegedly targeted Senator Joe Lieberman from your home state of Connecticut. He denied it. So, very briefly, we only have like 2 minutes left. Is the government using any of this or harnessing any of this to play mind games on people?
I can't say that I'm not speaking as an expert on this. I just have personal opinions. But my opinion is that the government would have to be interested in how to use mental powers to influence physical things and to people and influence people. We have this documented in science that intentionality. Look at the work of there's been scientific research demonstrating that intentionality is possible. That you can use your mental powers to affect the environment around you and the thoughts and actions.
Greg Braden's work in Lebanon, where they meditated and inexplicably violence stopped during the meditation period. They did it 3 times and replicated their data.
Okay, the book is called, one more time, The Vengeful Djinn, Unveiling the Hidden Agendas of Genies. Our guests, Rosemary Ellen Guiley and our friend Phil Imbrogno, co-authored that book. We look forward to having both of you back on the PowerCast. This has been a special show on the scene at the International UFO Conference with the Yeti microphone. My co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. A very special thanks to Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Thanks for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thank you, Gene, and thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
The PowerCast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.